The man who is credited with founding Earth Day has died. Former Wisconsin Senator and Governor Gaylord Nelson passed away yesterday at the age of 89. Chuck Quirnbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
Gaylord Nelson spent much of his 18 years in the U.S. Senate fighting for a clean environment. He and others came up with the idea of having schools hold an Earth Day teach-in in 1970. During an NPR interview 5 years ago, Nelson said the first Earth Day was an attempt to get politicians to notice environmental problems.
Until an issue gets on the agenda, nobody pays any attention.
Nelson was an author of the Clean Water Act and other major environmental laws. William Cronin is a professor of history and environmental studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Cronin says Nelson was a key advocate.
All those concerns that we associate with the early explosion of environmental concerns in the late 1960s and early 1970s, he was a true national leader in all those areas.
But Wisconsin voters turned the Democratic senator out of office in 1980 in the wave of Republican victories accompanying President Reagan's election. Nelson went to work for the Wilderness Society. In his later years, he reemphasized his controversial stand in favor of population control and pushed for tighter laws against immigration. He told NPR that every nation needs to pay attention to the environment.
The challenge is to all societies in all countries of the world is to forge an environmentally, economically sustainable society. The economy is totally dependent on the resource base. And the way I would put it is the economy is a wholly owned subsidiary of the environment.
A memorial service for Gaylord Nelson will be held in Wisconsin's state capitol. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.